listening to the 5-Minute Scholar from memorywizards.com.
Welcome to the podcast, everyone. As we are preparing for the upcoming holidays, we wanted to cover a special topic for you today. Ben and I are out walking in Massachusetts today. There's a certain kind of quiet you only find on a rocky New England shoreline, Ben. Staring out at the Atlantic, you get this profound sense of arrival, of journeys ending. It's impossible not to think of another group that arrived on this coast, seeking a new world.
The Pilgrims, aboard the Mayflower in 1620. You're right, this landscape is saturated with that story, but the story we often learn is a simplified version, especially when it comes to who was already here when they arrived.
That's exactly what I want to talk about. For anyone who might need a refresher, the Pilgrims were a group of English religious separatists who sailed to America to escape persecution. After a grueling 66-day journey, they landed here in modern-day Massachusetts and established the Plymouth Colony. They faced a brutal first winter where half of them died. The story we all know is that they were saved by the kindness of the local Native Americans, leading to the famous First Thanksgiving.
A story that's become a foundational American myth.
But a myth that papers over a much more complex and fascinating reality. That brings us to our central question. Beyond the myth, what was the real relationship between the English settlers and the Wampanoag people?
It's a critical question because the real story is one of politics, disease, and desperation, not just simple friendship. The first and most important point to understand is the world the Pilgrims actually stepped into. They weren't landing in a pristine, untouched wilderness. They were settling on the site of a tragedy.
What do you mean?
Just a few years before the Mayflower arrived, from about 1616 to 1619, a massive epidemic, probably brought by European traders, swept through the coastal tribes of New England. It was apocalyptic. It wiped out an estimated 90% of the population in this area. The Pilgrims built their settlement on the ruins of a Wampanoag village called Patuxet, which was quite literally a ghost town, a graveyard.
Wow. So they didn't just find a convenient place to land. They stepped into a power vacuum created by unimaginable suffering.
Exactly. And this context is crucial for our second point. The alliance that formed was an alliance of necessity, not just a simple act of goodwill. The leader of the Wampanoag, a shrewd sachem named Massasoit, was watching them. His people had been devastated by the plague, and they were now vulnerable to their powerful inland rivals, the Narragansett tribe, who were largely unaffected. Massasoit saw the Pilgrims with their strange clothes and powerful muskets, not as friends, but as potential and potentially dangerous allies.
And this is where the famous figure of Squanto comes in, or Tisquantum, to use his proper name.
Yes, and his personal story is the key that unlocks the whole interaction. Tisquantum was from that very village of Patuxet. Years earlier, he had been kidnapped by an English explorer, taken to Spain to be sold into slavery, escaped to London, learned English, and finally managed to get passage back home, only to find his entire village, everyone he had ever known, was dead. He was a man without a people. When he approached the Pilgrims, he wasn't just some friendly local. He was a survivor navigating an impossible situation, acting as a diplomat and translator between two deeply suspicious groups.
So the famous First Thanksgiving feast wasn't just a friendly potluck. It was more like a formal state dinner between two sovereign powers, cementing a fragile military and political alliance.
That is the perfect way to describe it. It was a harvest celebration, but it was also a calculated political event. Massasoit showed up with 90 of his warriors, a significant show of force. This alliance worked for about 50 years, largely because of the personal relationship between Massasoit and Plymouth's governor, William Bradford. But, and this is the final tragic point, the peace was temporary.
What caused it to break down?
Mass migration, the Pilgrims were followed by tens of thousands of other English colonists over the next few decades, the Puritans of the Massachusetts Bay Colony. Most of these new arrivals didn't share the Pilgrims' initial desperation. They wanted land, and they came with a sense of cultural and religious superiority. The English concept of buying and owning land exclusively was completely alien to the Native American understanding of communal use and stewardship. As the colonists expanded and their livestock trampled native cornfields, tensions mounted. The balance of power shifted dramatically, and the children of the very people who shared that first feast, Massasoit's own son, Metacomet, known to the English as King Philip, would end up leading a devastating war against the colonists' children.
So the story isn't one of initial friendship turning to hate, but of a brief, complex moment of mutual need that was ultimately overwhelmed by the pressures of colonialism, a far more tragic and human story.
A perfect summary. And for our listeners who want to dive even deeper, you can find the full interactive game summaries and activities on memorywizards.com.
It's the perfect way to lock in what you've learned. Until next time, stay curious.